This is an Asian Pop Radio podcast. Hear more by subscribing to Asian Pop Radio on iTunes or head to asianpopradio.com to see more.
Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John, and we're very excited to be supporting Sound Scooter this year, and it's been around for some time, but it's going to be bigger and better than ever this year. And who do I have with me today to have a chat about it?
Oh, yeah, hello, I'm Farhan.
And my name is Kevin. We're the project managers of Sound Scooter.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us today to have a chat about the event. We should ask you to start with how long the event's been around for.
It's been 12 years. Yeah. Yes.
And you've been involved how long yourself?
It's my second year.
Yeah, it's been 2 years for me as well.
Awesome stuff, guys. So what is the main objective of the event? I guess what was the main reason that the event got started back then, 12 years ago?
So we didn't want to promote like Indonesian music to the public and to Australia as well. And also to like promote our culture as well. So it's both our culture and music.
I guess there wasn't a lot of Indonesian pop music and rock music on the radio in Melbourne, especially back then, right?
Yeah. It's like, actually, there's no one.
There's not a lot now at the moment. Do you know if there are any specific like radio stations that are playing Bahasa? Or?
We're not sure, but there's a couple of Indonesian radio, which I couldn't remember the name. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, of course. So what are some of the big name performers that are going to be there today, this year? So obviously people want to go along and experience some Indonesian music. Who is part of the lineup?
So we got Tulus, and also we got Raisa this year as our stars. So they both are famous Indonesian singers.
Tell us a little bit about the artists themselves. So for the first one, like how long have they been around for?
Okay, so for Raisa, I think it's been like almost 10 years now. And she's been great. Like, I mean, like she has like lots of fans in Indonesia, even overseas, probably some in Malaysia. And well, Indonesian people overseas loves her. And for Tulus, he had an album remade in Japanese. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's one interesting thing about him.
So he's got quite a following in Japan as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have a particular, you know, favorite song yourself of the musicians that are going to be there?
With Tulus, yeah, actually, I like the song called Gajah. Gajah means elephant.
Right.
So, well, in Indonesia, like, people tend to call, like, fat people elephant. They're like, you're an elephant, man. Like,
wow.
Yeah, and he's actually
with
this song he's actually saying that, well, elephant, why should I be ashamed, like if people were told me I'm an elephant, like I don't care, because elephants are smart and they can swim with their heavy body, like
good with peanuts.
I know like they're good with people, so I don't mind.
I like the story behind that one. That's good. Okay, so have there been any surprises historically that are worth a mention? Perhaps something unique that's happened that you weren't expecting? Who's got the intel on things that have gone on in the past?
Okay, so with Sound Scooter, in the past, we have won the Indonesian World Records Museum Awards, like for being the biggest Indonesian music festival overseas.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's fantastic. I did not know that.
1,800 participants, like 1,800 guests.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's
and
amazing.
And so, obviously, this year it's at Town Hall. That's where we are right now. We're excited. Yeah. We came a little early, but we're scoping out the venue because we're very excited. That's the capacity going this year, 1,800, or is it more?
Well, the capacity of the Town Hall actually is around 2,000.
All
but
right.
We're aiming to overnumber that number. So we're aiming around 1,900.
Okay, yeah. So you weren't planning on like really packing them in, like hanging them out the window, a little bit in the foyer, a big screen out the front on Swanston Street. Why do you think events like this are important, guys?
Events like this is important because we as Indonesians, we want to remind like Indonesian young people, especially those who are studying overseas, that we have good music in our country. So appreciate like our country's products. Especially, we want to bring out like Indonesian music to the world. So, like to show like Indonesian music is great as well.
Yeah, because there's a little bit of a risk there, isn't there? Like you go overseas, you're an international student, and it's really good for you to like see what happens locally in Melbourne and be part of local circles and things. But you can almost kind of, after 4 or 5 years of studying, you kind of forget what's happening back home and be completely out of touch, right? So it's good to hold on to that.
Yeah, exactly. And we thought like if music like Despacito, because it's not in English, it's in Spanish, I think.
Yeah.
If that kind of music can get famous, why not Indonesian music, right?
Yeah, and the industry's growing quite a bit these days, isn't it? Like, the pop industry is really growing and growing, getting more popular. Okay, what kind of audience do you think you'll attract this year? What's the audience look like in the past?
For the last 11 years, the audience been like predominantly Indonesian.
Yep.
But this year, we're aiming to make it more diverse. So that's why we have a band this year. And there's also another star, another guest. His name is Raihan Sudrajat, but he also got his band, which is also from Colombia and I guess India. So hoping to attract more people from other countries as well.
Cool. Each year we've actually supported the Indonesian Film Festival. Do you reckon, I'm winging it with questions right now. This is not on the list, but what sort of crossover do you see with music and film? Do you think the film industry has helped support the Indonesian music industry in more recent years? Do you think it's helped out, or?
Well, actually, with music and films, with film, it's easier to reach Australian people, like local people, to come to their festival because movies are easier to follow. While with music, if you don't understand the language, then it's probably kind of hard. And if I don't know the mean of the song, why bother?
But like, we've all seen like how popular J-pop has been over more recent years, and of course Korean pop music, and the government there spends a lot of money on the music industry, so I'm not sure if Indonesia is doing the same for the industry yet, but hopefully they can. Okay, who exactly is behind the event each year? So obviously you guys have been involved for a little while, but is it a student body? Who exactly is running the show?
Well,
you can say it's just you two if you want. Consequences later.
It's not just us.
Yeah, so the show is currently held by the Indonesian Student Association, which is also known as the PPIA, and we are the ISA. We are the PPIA of Monash University. So we've been holding this event for like 12 years.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so the same crew that do organize the Indonesian Film Festival.
No.
Oh, okay. Let's just cut that out and pretend I know what I'm talking about. And how many people are a part of the association? More broadly,
is it the committee or the members?
The members.
Members? Yeah. It's around 5,000.
Wow. Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. So you've got a pool of talent to choose from each year. So when exactly is this year's event, and what can we expect from it? Like, what's going to be different this time around?
Well, the event will be going on 22nd of September, and the event will be awesome. Like, there will be like surprises, obviously.
Yeah.
And also get like some dope prize.
We have some short movies to show as well.
Oh, cool.
We have actually like YouTube series, so just wait for that. We haven't released any, so we might start soon. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll be hanging out for the announcements in the days to come. So it sounds to me that it's not just going to be about music. It's going to be a real Indonesian sort of cultural experience for people, right? If people haven't really delved into Indonesian culture, or they've just done the usual Bali trip at the end of the year and drank lots of beer, maybe this is a good idea to learn about our neighbors, right?
Yeah.
And with this year, actually, we are trying to remind our young people that we came here, or like what we do here. Like, we came here to study, obviously, but then what after? Like, what to do after we're studying? After we're done, are we gonna give back to the society in Indonesia, or are we just going to forget Indonesia? So we want to remind them that we have home country, like we have to support.
I think that's really nice. And I think from personally, like, I like to support the Indonesian Film Festival and your festival this year as well, because, you know, Indonesia is our nearest neighbor. Yeah. We are so close, but yet we don't really do too many things together, do we? So I think it's important for our relationship between Indonesia and Australia, isn't it?
Yeah. That's up to the government, actually.
Like, it's much bigger than Bali, people. How are tickets selling so far, guys?
That's been quite good, though. Yeah, it's been great, actually. Like, within the first 2 weeks, we already got like 600 tickets.
600 something,
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
So it sounds like people shouldn't be wasting any time. If they're thinking about going and heading along to the event, they really need to be buying their tickets right now, don't they?
Yeah, because tickets are running out, like, soon.
So how do people actually purchase their tickets?
So you can just follow our Instagram. It's Sounds Koda. So yeah, it's basically what it is.
Not Sakata.
Nah.
It's not like a rice cracker. Sanskrit.
Nice pronounced Sanskrit.
And the details are there on how to get tickets, is that right? Or you can go to a ticket website?
You cannot buy online, actually, but if you follow our Instagram or probably...
There'll be a link there?
Yeah, there are information there.
All right, well, it sounds like everyone needs to go and book their tickets now. Get onto the Instagram account and find out the details on how to get your tickets, and we'll hopefully all see you there. Thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for chatting about this year's event.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You've just heard an Asian Pop Radio podcast. Hear more by subscribing to Asian Pop Radio on iTunes or head to asianpopradio.com to see more.